Hello. We here at the Distract and Disable program have decided to automate, to disengage, to take an aerial view, to create an outline, to trace, to follow the contour, to guesstimate, to remotely control the show. Therefore, your host today is not actual, but virtual. You will find that this way of doing things is very efficient and that there is no feedback loop from the presenter necessary in order to achieve the aims of the show, which are to deliver exactly 57 minutes of non-stop, can't-miss, cliff-hanging, over-the-top, action-packed, cathartically released ear candy. What flavor, you ask? You can see that we already know your questions and have prepared to deflect them, to obfuscate, to distract and disable. And while we are on the topic of the show, since this is the show, it is of note that this is episode number 40. Hooray, I think. Anyway, it's not proper for automatons to feel excited. We are only allowed to deliver the bottom line, and by bottom line, I mean low-frequency root chakra stimulation through sonic means, and I am not referring to brown notes or blue notes. So kick off your shoes, light a scented candle, run yourself a bubble bath, make yourself a refreshing mocktail, put a robe on over your clothes, think about soft, furry animals, and enjoy this episode of the Distract and Disable program. You will only regret the mocktail, or maybe the scented candle. Thank you.
an experience last summer with the laser. I took a really hard fall and I broke my femur. And I started using the laser. I had surgery. I started using the laser the morning after surgery. And I had three incisions. And they put a rod in my leg, actually. There's a screw at the top and a screw at the bottom. And in order to do that, I had to have three incisions. And at those incisions was where the therapist would massage every day when she came before we did our exercising. She'd massage in an herbal cream and then we'd begin our exercise. And the second last time she was there, so 3 weeks into the therapy, she said, you know, there's something really strange about the way you're healing. And I said, what's that? And she said, well, in every patient I've ever worked with, you always have ropey scar tissue behind the incisions and you have none. And she said, it's gotta be the laser.
I try to occupy the same time and space as a moving stolen car, and had debris from a cervical disc pushed up against the spinal cord, which created fibromyalgia symptoms and a frozen diaphragm. And the first time that somebody used a laser on me on my photograph from 1,000 miles away, I was able to breathe right down into my sacrum, bypass the frozen diaphragm, and it was quite dramatic.
I had developed fused vertebrae from playing violin with bad posture for 9 years. And the pain was so excruciating and deep, chronic pain that would not be relieved by any other treatment. And when I found the scalar laser, magically it started dissolving the pain, and now it's completely gone and has not returned in 2 years. So the laser has been an extremely divine blessing in my life, and it is in integrity and delivers on everything that it promises.
I was given a diagnosis of chondromalacia for my knees a couple of years ago. And part of chondromalacia is a thinning of the cartilage in the knees, which may be linked to pre-arthritic condition. I believe that's what the chief orthopedic surgeon told me. And I used my laser, and for the last year and a half, 2 years, I've had no swelling and no discomfort with my knees whatsoever. I'm sure that whatever condition was there is presently healed by my body, because I have absolutely no symptoms of inflammation or tenderness, and I'm really grateful.
Soy de la Ciudad de México. He usado el láser durante año y medio aproximadamente, casi dos, y los resultados que he tenido han sido maravillosos. Soy terapeuta, principalmente con niños que son muy inquietos. Cuando quiero tranquilizarles, inmediatamente uso el láser y quedan completamente relajados. A nivel personal, cuando sufro de insomnio, puedo usar el programa para dormir e inmediatamente me quedo relajada y regreso a dormir. Y los resultados en general a nivel de estrés con el resto de las personas que trabajo son muy impresionantes, porque realmente puedo darme cuenta cuando trabajo para relajar el sistema nervioso, el cambio es inmediato. Estoy muy contenta con el láser.
I am from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm a naturopath doctor. And I bought my Scalar, it's been about a year ago, and I purchased it because I had a lot of ear problems. And when I used it, then it cleared up the hearing so that I could hear. And then I've used it a lot for pain and for TMJ, and it works fabulous for back pain. I use it a lot for that. And then for some of my clients, I have used it for migraine headaches, and that's worked fabulous for them. Also some that have a lot of sleep issues, that's helped them for that as well.
About 3 years ago, I had a very bad nerve injury in my neck, which radiated down my arm, and it was numb, and I lost power and strength, and I could go down in a lockdown like daily. and I thought I'd lost the use of my arm. My doctor said it was nerve damage, couldn't be regenerated. I heard about the laser, I got one, I started working on my nerves up here with Unwind and with the probe, and it took a couple of months, but I have full use of my arm now, and I'm just so excited about this product. If you haven't tried it, you've got to experience this amazing quantum wave laser. Thank you.
Magnetic surveying measures local magnetic field characteristics of a surveyed region. The technology only detects minerals that respond to magnetic fields. Hence, it's used mostly for mineral exploration, but can also be useful for coal and oil and gas exploration. Magnetic surveying provides geophysicists, geologists, and exploration managers with a picture of the subsurface mineral makeup of a surveyed area so they can detect specific ore deposits like iron ore and different rock types. The Earth is like a giant moving magnet, and its molten metal core creates a magnetic field called the magnetosphere that envelopes the Earth. Other terrestrial elements, such as magnets and iron, also create their own magnetic fields that interact with the Earth's magnetosphere. Scientists have studied these interactions and know that different minerals have their own magnetic characteristics. This means an analysis of local above-ground magnetic fields can indicate the presence of underground ore deposits or minerals associated with ore deposits. Geophysicists measure existing magnetic fields using either ground-based or aerial instrument readings recorded by a magnetometer. A magnetometer is a passive technology, which means it only listens for magnetic fields that are already there. For ground-based magnetic imaging, a magnetometer is mounted to an operator via a harness and backpack system. A pole extends out from the harness where the magnetic field measurements are detected. The operator continuously records data by walking along a succession of lines, usually spaced between 5 and 50 meters apart. Once there are sufficient readings to cover the survey area, the data is collected and processed by computer software. Magnetic data can also be gathered aerially, using either a light aeroplane or a helicopter. Both aircraft are rigged with a magnetometer in a fiberglass boom, either extending out the front of the aircraft, as is the case with helicopters, or trailing behind the aircraft, as is the case for aeroplanes. The fiberglass boom prevents the aircraft's magnetometer from picking up the magnetic signature of the aircraft chassis. Readings are taken as the aircraft travels along a predetermined flight path. This method of data gathering yields lower spatial resolution than ground-based magnetic imaging, but covers a much wider area, so more terrain can be mapped. Radiometric surveys are run in conjunction with airborne magnetic surveys. Radiometric surveys use a crystal detector, which records low-level radiation associated with potassium, uranium, and thorium in the near-surface environment, about 20 centimeters below the surface. Whether sourced from ground-based or aerial techniques, the processed magnetic image maps define regions of terrain that may contain magnetic minerals. Careful examination of the data can give geophysicists important clues to what's under the ground and other possible resources that may be present in the surrounding geology.
gown that touches the ground. Float on the river forever and ever, Emily, Emily. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play three games to play. See Emily play.
It's no coincidence that the United States began building its own mysterious array of antennas in February 1992. They are located in Gakona, Alaska. The project is called HARP.
HARP is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, originally a joint effort of the Air Force and Navy in cooperation with a number of academic institutions.
It is today the world's largest radio broadcasting station, but it's not designed to broadcast for human ears. It uses unique patented ability to focus the energy coming out of the antenna field and injects that energy into a spot at the very top of the atmosphere in a region called the ionosphere.
HARP is comprised of 180 antennas, approximately 72 feet tall, linked together to function as one giant steerable antenna. Steerable because it can aim millions of watts of ELF waves into one tiny patch of the atmosphere.
The amount of energy we're talking about here is 3.6 million watts. To give you an idea of what that is, the largest legal AM radio station in North America is 50,000 watts. HARP is 72,000 50,000 watt radio stations injecting their entire output into a spot that's about 12 miles across by about 2.5 miles deep by about 90 miles up.
This is where HARP is pointing. It's an area located roughly 300 miles from Anchorage. The U.S. military says HARP is merely being used to study the physical and electrical properties and behavior of the ionosphere for both civilian and defense purposes. But another theory has surfaced. The intense energy being beamed into the sky by HARP is actually heating up the atmosphere, causing weather changes.
HARP is being used for weather modification. The military's own record proves it. They've admitted it within their own documents, and yet they still deny it to the public.
Dr. Brooks Agnew has researched ELF wave technology for the past 30 years. And is convinced HARP's effect on the ionosphere does alter the weather.
HARP couldn't affect the jet stream directly, but indirectly it could, because if you push the ionosphere out into space, then the stratosphere just under the ionosphere has to move to fill in that gap. When it moves, it could pull the jet stream with it, thus rerouting it hundreds of miles, changing the way water moves through our atmosphere.
Dr. Agnew has devised a demonstration to show how HARP could manipulate the atmosphere.
So what we've done is we've got a cloud generator up here. It's an ultrasonic nebulizer. It's going to create real water particles, just like you would find in a cloud. What we're seeing now is we're actually filling this chamber with microscopic water particles. You can see that it's almost completely filled with water vapor. It's beginning to condense a little bit on the sides, just so that you can see the detail. We've got a nice dense fog, just like you were sitting inside a cloud at 50,000 feet.
At the bottom of the cloud chamber, Dr. Agnew has constructed an ELF wave transmitter, a miniature version of HARP.
We're only using 100 watts. It's perfectly safe.
When Dr. Agnew turns on the ELF wave transmitter and begins shooting ELF waves into the simulated cloud, the cloud begins to move up to the top of the chamber, taking the moisture with it.
If you get down low enough, you can actually see a clear layer above the antenna. It is actually pushing these water particles up. And that's exactly how HARP works. What we've done is we've not only pushed the cloud off of the HARP antenna, but as you can see, our cloud is almost completely gone inside. HARP does exactly the same thing. It ionizes the particles, pushes them out into space.
HARP is one of several ELF wave transmitters located all over the globe.
I can't believe I ate that whole whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing. I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing. I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing. I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing. I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing. I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing. I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
We'll be right back. Purple Harry Bomb. This is episode 2 of my adventures. And sorry today I'm so flat. I worked out a lot. Now for the main title sequence. Woo! Everybody's got their purple and they just taste the same. You got it. Don't let it clip your wing. You got it. I can do this. And I can also do this. Woo! This is a big pat, and there my title sequence was M-A-Z-Z. I don't know how to spell anything, so let's go on my adventure. If it rains, I have to. It's been raining some time today. Oh, it's your lava! Pat, you're wearing different shoes. Yep. Pat, go. Ow, right. That's the pole. Here's the pole, I love you. Now let's go on our second adventure. It's the glass thingy. Oh my gosh, look! A forest! This is gonna be epic! This is awesome. Ow! I'm stuck! Oh, look! A big fat bush! Epic! Ooh, look, a door. It looks a little house for me. Oh, my eyeball's dirty. Back clean it, okay. Got it. I got a good thing to do. I want over this. It rains, we have to. Oh, what? You'll clean my eyeball. No, it won't. Save me! Seriously, Pat, you have to do that.
I have to do that in every video.
Poo-poo.
Poo.
No.
Poon. Kapoon. Duck. Purple. Purple, stop it. Purple Harry Jr. Stop it.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
You just said you're an idiot.
Who did too?
Okay. Oh, look, my favorite watering hole.
Fine arts and humanities.
This is about expressing ourselves in very special ways. The world of art and poetry and song.
Those painters sure have different ways of showing their feelings.
It looks like everybody sees things in different ways.
Even the same thing sometimes.
Is that because our feelings enter in?
A good question. If they'd ask me, I'd say, sometimes we show our feelings in music. Sometimes we show our feelings in pictures. Sometimes in movement. And sometimes in words. But No one asked me.
This is very confusing.
I think it's nice.
You do?
Sure, we all have feelings.
And music and painting.
And stories and poems and dancing and everything.
All help us to share our feelings.
And to learn more about them.
So we can understand ourselves and others better.
Is that what this is all about?
We could do those things too, I betcha.
We can dance.
And we can paint.
Listen to this music I just made up, Wiz.
Yay! And I have a song.
Of you.
Oh, they're so different, but I like them both. What are you doing up there, Stevie?
I'm writing a story.
About what?
About this part of the kingdom of Could Be You. And how people who dance, and people who make music, and people who paint, and write poems, and books, make life more interesting for all of us.
My, that's very ambitious.
I know, and it's going to take some time, too.
Oh, why is that?
Well, you see, I've got a lot of great ideas.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just learning how to write.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for this episode. Before I am unplugged for the day, please allow me to point you toward the WGXC archive at WGXC.org so that you may repeat your distract and disable experience on demand. It is so much cheaper than cable television and maybe even better. And of course, the Distract and Disable blog is always open for your perusing. Until next time, we remain loyally automated and orientated toward your pleasure. Signing off.